Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Hello, good morning everyone. How are you? Philip in for Claire again this morning on the programme today. In the absence of guidelines, the nightclubs cancelled last night's reopening with minutes to go. We were out and about talking to disappointed revellers. That tragic accident on the set of the Alec Baldwin movie in New Mexico. How is honey not vegan? And if it isn't, what is? Students' unions sound a warning over a spate of drink spikings, and our Friday gathering will look back over a week when we thought the brakes would be taken off, but were actually squeezed on again. And Room to Improve's quantity surveyor, Patricia Power, is going to be on hand to answer your house construction questions, which you can text us on 51551 or email todaycb@rte.ie or on Twitter. We are at Today with Claire. As you have heard in the news headlines, a woman has died and a man been injured after Alec Baldwin discharged a prop firearm on the set of a new Western movie, Rust, which was being filmed in New Mexico. The woman has been named as Helena Hutchins, a 42-year-old director of photography, and the injured man is Joel Souza, the film's director. For more on this story now, I'm joined by Sean Mandel, LA-based entertainment reporter. Sean, good morning to you. Can you tell us what you know of what happened?
Essentially, what happened is that Alec Baldwin was filming on the set of his new movie, Rust, in New Mexico on Thursday when he fired a prop gun that ended up, at the time, what we thought was that only two crew members had just been injured. But what it turned out was that the director of photography, the cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, was actually killed as a result of that prop gun being fired. And the director, Joel Souza, was also injured, is currently in hospital. We don't know the exact status of his health condition right now, other than that he is in the hospital. And we don't know what exactly happened that caused the gun to essentially, you know, injure one person and kill another when it was a prop gun. And for all kinds of purposes, should not have, you know, had any sort of injuries, let alone a death caused by this. Alec Baldwin was interviewed by local authorities, and local authorities have issued a statement confirming the death and the injury, and that Alec Baldwin was the individual who fired the gun, but no charges or criminal investigation or anything is underway. You know, certainly focused on Alec Baldwin, but they are keeping this, you know, an open situation as they try to understand what exactly happened and what exactly went wrong.
And Sean, is it understood that the gun was fired in the course of actually filming a scene and not off camera, if you like?
It's not understood whether that is the case. It seems to be, from multiple reports and from what I've been able to understand, that it was either filming or a rehearsal for filming, that it was not sort of it being fired in a, you know, off-camera moment, whether jokingly or accidentally. It seems that it was being fired in either for camera or in a rehearsal, where cameras, and in rehearsals as well, one should understand that the cameras often are rolling, even if it's called a rehearsal. Oftentimes they will film the rehearsal as well. So the director of photography and the director would have been present for that.
And is it understood whether both Helena Hutchins and Joel Souza were killed and injured by the same projectile from the gun, or whether the gun itself was defective and exploded?
So that is unknown at this point. We don't know whether there was something, for example, that was lodged inside the gun, or if there was, you know, as in the case of Bruce Lee's son, when he was killed, you know, about 30 years ago in a similar on-set incident and misfire, in that case, there was an actual live bullet behind a blank cartridge. There was a blank cartridge in the barrel, but then behind it, there was also live ammunition. And that was the cause of that tragedy. So there's no real understanding at this point of if there was an actual live ammunition piece in that gun, when obviously there shouldn't be, if there was some sort of splintering that could have happened, how many rounds were fired, all the specifics of sort of what went wrong, we don't know at this hour.
Local media in New Mexico are reporting that Alec Baldwin voluntarily went to the sheriff's office to be interviewed.
Yes, that is correct. And there are photos of him at the sheriff's office looking understandably distraught and devastated, as you can only imagine he would be. And I think it does bear one thing that, people should understand is that if you haven't worked on a film set before or been sort of understanding of how the procedure works, is that there is a prop master and there are people, safety experts, especially there when there are weapons involved. And it will be their job to check that those weapons are safe and ready for use before any filming or rehearsal for filming will take place. So that is never something that the actor themselves checks, because they're not qualified, quite frankly, to know if that, prop piece is safe and in working condition. So this would have been something that, Alec himself or any other actor would just accept from the prop master on set and take and be told that it was safe to use and go forward and do what they were planning to do in the scene.
I presume with the director of photography dead, the director hospitalized, and one of the leading actors helping police with their inquiries, that there's no question of production going ahead on this movie.
It seems incredibly unlikely, certainly not for the time being. It would be hard to imagine that this movie would ever continue and go forward and see the light of day. Stranger things have happened, but I think that is obviously a huge, the last thing on really anyone's mind right now, of people who are involved with this.
Do you know much about the career of Helena Hutchins? She seems to have been a pretty accomplished camerawoman.
She was. She was a Soviet-born camerawoman who came to L.A. and studied film in Los Angeles, has worked on a real breadth of projects, only in her early 40s. So this is the type of project that was definitely going to, progress her career. It was something that was going to have a major star attached in the leading role, who was also producing it. Joel Souza, is still ostensibly the director of this project. He has a pedigree and is known in the entertainment industry as well. So it was an exciting, moment for her. You can only imagine having, being the DP, the director of photography, the cinematographer of a project with a movie star like Alec Baldwin, a person of his caliber, of his skill, but also of his fame level. It must have been thrilling for her. So it's also quite tragic that this is, in a darkly ironic way, that this movie Rust was about a young boy. It was about a young boy who accidentally murders someone. So there's an extra layer of just, of real sort of sadness and tragedy to the whole affair.
Well, absolutely. Given the irony of that, it would be hard to see how this film could ever now see the light of day. Sean Mandel in Los Angeles, thank you very much. I'm joined on the line by Paul Thompson, stunt coordinator and stunt performer, former member of the Defence Forces here. He was also responsible for the emergency response unit on RTE drama Kin. He's currently working in Ardmore Studios. Good morning to you, Paul. Can you tell us about the role of the armourer on sets like this, please?
Well, the armor on set obviously has to supply the weapons, has to supply the ammunition, whether they're blanks, live rounds, whatever's being used on set. He also should teach whoever's using the weapons, the actors, or what they would call it, boot camping, show them how to use a weapon. As I said, now, I'm not an army, I'm a stunt coordinator, but I have been in the army. I'm only left the army. I was in the army for the last 24 years, so I know my way around weapons. I know safety about weapons, and I know how vital safety is with weapons.
And are there any circumstances that you can get your head around that it would make sense how something like this might happen?
I can't speculate. As I said, I wasn't on set. I don't know what happened there. But I believe it was supposed to be a props gun fired in blanks. Now, this is what I've heard. But a blank would not kill you, especially not kill somebody and injure somebody else. Like, a blank doesn't fire anything. It just makes a noise. You might get a little bit of heat, a little bit of hot wax coming out of the barrel, but that'd only go a couple of feet. But it wouldn't be enough to kill somebody.
And can you think of any circumstances or any reason why there would ever be a live round on a film set?
No. I've been on film sets for the last 24, 25 years, and never once have I come across a live round on a film set. It's always been blanks. Always been blanks.
So it's more likely that something would get stuck in the barrel of the gun, or there might be something else in the chamber, rather than a live round accidentally being introduced.
I couldn't. Nothing would get caught in the chamber. You wouldn't get anything caught in the chamber. It'd be each round would, like, each blank would be only fired in a blank. It'd only make a noise. So there'd be nothing getting caught in the chamber that would strike from the chamber.
And if the gun had failed catastrophically, one presumes that Alec Baldwin would have been very badly injured as well.
If the gun failed, nothing would happen. If you get a stoppage in the gun, obviously it's actually getting a dull feed, or there's a round cut in the chamber, but nothing would actually come out of the chamber. It wouldn't fire. If the gun fails, it won't fire.
So what you're saying is that this is, to you anyway, in your almost quarter of a century of experience of doing these things, this is something of a complete mystery.
It's a mystery to me, but as I said, I wasn't on set. I can't speculate. I don't know what happened. I really, really don't know what happened. As I said, I've only heard this morning on the radio that Alec Baldwin discharged a blank weapon or a props weapon and killed and injured somebody. So I actually don't know. I can't understand it.
Indeed. Paul Thompson, thank you very much. Paul Thompson, stunt coordinator. Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking nightclub reopening and whether we do or we actually don't have guidelines for that, because guess what? There's confusion.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.